I guess just overall, your overall impressions of your first two-a-day practice today.
Yeah, it was the first two-a-day, which really went well. I mean, and we had a good morning practice, real crisp, got a lot of good teamwork in, not a lot of individual. And it was the first opportunity for the players to be on the field without the coaches, which is always a big first step. And this morning, we had made a lot of mistakes from a personnel play calling, getting in and out of the huddle standpoint, which is pretty common the first time you get off the field. But I thought when we came in here tonight, we had a brief sort of a 30-play scrimmage just to get the feel of a game, to get started. And we were much better in the administration on both sides of the ball. So there was improvement just from the morning practice to the afternoon in the administration of how we did things. I thought tonight's scrimmage was a good competitive matchup. It was crisp, not a lot of mistakes, which is good. I think the lessons from tonight were the offense did a good job driving the football, and then we had two penalties inside the five. One, we had to burn a timeout, and so it made it harder to score touchdowns, cost us a touchdown in one end, converted a big third down on the other. And on defense, I think the biggest lesson on defense is we have to be a good tackling football team, and right now we have a lot of improvement in that area. And there's a couple of situations where it's third down, we got them hemmed up, and we don't finish the play, and the drive continues. So that's going to be the focus for next week, especially on defense, is continue to improve our tackling. Because when you get an opportunity to get them down, you got to take advantage of it. More big plays are made from missed tackles than anything. And that was evident tonight. I thought the punters and kickers were much improved from the spring. And we need to continue to improve it. Didn't do a lot of specialty work, but when we did, there was a little better execution. It's still early on the special teams play.
What about a couple, maybe some guys that younger guys that jumped out at you today?
Well, let me see that sheet you had first off. I think Joe Anderson has really he made a couple of nice plays and has shown that he's got the ability to be a very good wide receiver, and we're real pleased with his development. I think Zach did a fine job in the pocket. He played very efficiently, managed the team well, didn't make any bad decisions throwing the football, which is very important. Mike Mosley has had two very good practices leading up to this scrimmage and is showing some positive signs of improvement, as is Ross Jenkins. So we feel like the quarterbacks are progressing. Patrick Jackson has had a great training camp. He did not scrimmage tonight. Just a little strain, nothing serious. He should be back Monday. Brian Jackson was doing fine, but he's been hobbling a little bit on some soreness. He should be full go Monday. And, Compton made some nice runs, and so did Daniel Porter. I think one thing that we're lacking right now is finding a guy, when we get to the two, who could power it in there. So that's something we're searching for.
You just talked to him about tomorrow. Going to be kind of a lighter day, getting their legs back.
Yeah, tomorrow's really a physical recovery day, but a mental stress day. So we'll do a lot of corrections from today, and then we'll go out and probably do a lengthy walk-through blitz-type situations, working on our protections against blitz, working on our blitzes against formation adjustments. So it'll be a real mentally challenging day, but it's a day where we need to physically recover and get ready for next week.
You got anything?
Okay.
You're good.
All right.
Thanks.
That was good. I was kind of pleased with it.